Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden, and I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show, Truth Straight Up, with me, Julie Hayden, and Chuck Bonnywell, who is just wrapping up a huge meeting related to the newspaper stuff this morning. He is, you know, you have the little Find Me app on the phone, so I can track Chuck, and he's almost in his office, so he will be here momentarily, and when he does, we'll bring him on in. Lots to talk about today, election eve, and then court stuff. There's good, bad court stuff going on, but let's start with the election stuff, particularly here in Colorado, first of all. We'll talk about the Republican race, and then the Democrat race, which frankly, I think is much more interesting because, and I know some of my Republican friends don't like to hear us say this, but I just think a Republican gubernatorial candidate has an extremely slim chance of getting elected. So I think the big decision that everyone's going to be watching tomorrow is the Democrat race. I saw Jesse Aaron Paul, who is the political reporter for the Colorado Sun, was tweeting earlier that the Colorado Republican gubernatorial race is like a black hole. He said none of the candidates have been able to raise enough money to do much at all in the way of polling. Now, Victor Marx had, I think, a fake poll where, like, he asked his mom and his wife who they thought would win, and they said him, and then he realized, no, I mean, it wasn't quite that bad. But Victor Marx had a poll, and... But it was not an unbiased poll. And then I think our sense that a Republican gubernatorial candidate can't win in Colorado seems to be shared by a lot of donors because there doesn't seem to be much money at all being poured into this race. Scott Bottoms is, I think, raised the least. Barb Kirkmeyer's done okay. Victor Marx, it's hard to tell. For a while there, he was claiming, you know, was raising over $1 million, plus $1 million. Then it turns out that it looks like a lot of that was possible smurfing, where it was sort of fake people, not real people. A lot of issues regarding his campaign finance filings. And I think he had to turn in some of the money. Here's what I noticed. Right about the time the ballots dropped, which makes sense, this is when you want to do it, I was getting a ton of, and actually all along I've been getting a ton of mailings from Victor Marx. I would say almost every other day. I had a handful from Scott Bottoms, maybe a handful and a half from Barb Kirkmeyer, but nothing lately. Now, granted, with the, you know, all mail-in ballots, I think a lot of their effort goes out at the very beginning. Because why waste it if somebody's already mailed their ballot? But, you know, you look at some of the stuff going on for the Democrats, some of the ads that are still running, you know, what did I think in Diana DeGette's race last week, they dumped $1.3 million in ads. So the Democrats aren't giving up. But I think in the Republicans, which just Aaron Paul was saying, it's hard to say what's going to happen. I know I would give, personally, I'll be voting for, because I'll turn in my ballot tomorrow, I'll be voting for Scott Bottoms, just to have that out there. Barb Kirkmeyer is the queen of the rhinos, I think. But here's Scott. Okay, Thomas, I should address this. Is your eye okay? I burst, so I look like I'm Satan, okay, but I'm not. I burst a blood vessel in my eye a while ago, about a week ago, and it's just taking forever to heal. No, I'm okay. But I'm not turning into Satan or the Bronco horse at the DIA.
You are Satan, though.
Yeah, or the Terminator, and then hopefully it'll get here. Here's Chuck now. So Chuck, I was just starting out. Jesse Aaron Paul was saying that, you know, the Colorado gubernatorial race is a black hole, that none of the candidates have really been able to bring in enough money to do anything in the way of polling. So who knows? And I was saying, I would think that Barb Kirkmeyer has the advantage there. She's just, you know, the rhino, has the establishment backing. But I know we've talked to other people, I would call them insiders, who think that Victor Marx is going to pull it off. But I just wonder if Victor Marx, so much of his is, I mean, it's fake, right? It's just sort of high value production, but who knows what it looks like.
He did a phony poll from his own, I'm not sure it's phony, but a poll from his own IEC that shows him winning, massively over everybody. And that's about as reliable as nothing. And so, but I think the betting markets, which now show him as the leader, have utilized that. Well, it's the only one we had. It used to be that Floyd Cerulli would do polls for the Denver Post, but that was long gone. So you're right. We don't have any polling. We have not the slightest idea. My guess is Victor Marx has gotten nothing but steadily awful publicity for three, excuse me,
Bless
for
you.
3 months. Why would anybody go, oh, yeah, that sounds great. Yeah, he sounds perfect.
Well, and I think one interesting thing, and it'd be curious, I'd be curious to see how this compares. When they look at the ballots that are being returned, a ballot is mailed to you. Like we're registered Republican, so I get just one. I get a Republican ballot. If you're a registered Democrat, you get a Democrat ballot. If you're independent, you get both ballots. And by far and away from the independents, way more Democrat ballots were being returned. Because obviously, for the first time in like 100 years, the Democrats have an actual primary. So
Yeah.
I think that if you're
And
somebody like
that's good for Victor Marx, quite frankly, because all the Democratic leading ballots that would normally have voted in the Republican primary, although they had no intention of voting for the person in the general, would have gone to Barbara Kirchmeyer. So that's in some sense a good sign for Victor Marx, although I've yet to see who Victor Marx's really support is. We thought, well, look at all that money, and then we found out that that was also.
Exactly. We'll see. I mean, I think a number of things could happen. I predict that Barb Kirchmeyer will win. I think
I
the
agree.
big issue is going to be by how much. And I think the real kind of wild card, I don't think Victor Marx is going to win. I think it's just going to be interesting to see. And I have no idea how much of the vote he actually gets. Will he win, number one? Because as we've said, some people think he's going to. I mean, people who
Well,
kind of
betting
follow.
markets do. The betting markets have them as the favorite.
So we'll see about that. And then, of course, I was mentioning earlier that, there was his campaign money, clearly, since he had to give some of it back, has dried up. But there was a time where I was getting a piece of mail a day or every other day from Victor Marx. Nothing lately, nothing from Kirkmeyer, nothing from Scott Bottoms lately. So,
They had never had any money, and Marx used all of his up to the extent he had it. I mean, he paid $1.3 million to raise his money, so his money was, half as much as we sort of thought. He's got nothing left.
So, and as I was saying earlier, I think it's clear the donors aren't, Barb Kirchmeyer is not like setting any records with her money raising abilities either. I think the
Those are pathetic. I mean, considering she's got Wells and other people up in
Weld County.
Weld County, and they're not gonna, because she has none of the candidates have a chance to be governor, so why are you giving it to
Well,
them?
let's move on to the more interesting, because it's kind of just even depressing to talk about that Democrat race. It's interesting. So the headline in Politico today was Colorado Democrats brace for their own insurgent earthquake. And he's talking about the progressives today. Bernie Sanders endorsed that Kyrgios person over Diana DeGette. That's got to kind of annoy Diana DeGette, I would imagine. And I think it's entirely possible we could see in Colorado what they saw in New York, and that is the socialists winning. We've seen them in the Denver City Council. I mean, if I'm, Diana DeGette, I'm kind of looking at what's going on there, and that could be a precursor to what's going to happen in my race and her race. And let me talk gubernatorial first, because you asked me this morning, who would I rather have, Phil Weiser or Michael Bennett? And I was kind of like, I don't know. I mean, I think the left is being pushed so far left that when all is said and done, there was a time when I would have said, well, Michael Bennett is going to be a little bit more moderate. I don't think the Democrats are going to let him be moderate. I think he's going to try.
The legislature won't.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, the letter, I mean, any crazy thing that they can think of, they're going to push through. And he's, unlike Polis, who's in his last term, and who I think has bigger nationwide sort of ambitions, Michael Bennett will just want to be governor again. So he's going to do whatever they say. So I'm not so sure there'll be much difference between him and Weiser.
Well, I've said, which way you go? You want to die slowly, you want to die quick. I think with Bennett, you'll die slowly, and Weiser, you'll die quick. And I'm not sure which is a better way to die. If I had a chance, if I'd gotten both ballots, I would have voted in the Democratic one because it would have been more interesting to. But I would have voted for Bennett because I worked with Bennett when I was legal counsel in over in Glendale, and I love the guy. I thought he was great, so I'd vote for him.
He is. I will say this, Michael Bennet. I remember. I remember back way back when you weren't certainly a Democrat supporter, but it was when you were working with Glendale, and we went to a Bennet fundraiser, right?
Yeah.
I covered him, and I was a reporter. He was with the Denver School Board. He was with Hickenlooper's people. I don't have any sense of what Phil Weiser is like as a person, but I will say this: Michael Bennet is a nice person, and I think. But on the other hand, I think what's that going to do with anything anymore in politics? Right. I think every crazed agenda is going to come through. The Denver City Council, for instance, tonight is essentially voting on essentially making municipal crimes not crimes anymore, right? They're going far. Yeah, exactly. Well, interestingly enough, Johnston, they're getting some pushback from people who are like, look, we can't even, businesses are fleeing the core downtown area. We can't, Rock Bottom Brewery closed. I mean, all of these places are closing. Nobody wants to come to downtown Denver. It's too dangerous. And now you want to make everything, because it's not fair to the poor, right? Well, it's like, here's the thing. If you're poor, don't commit a crime, okay? Number one, you shouldn't commit a crime anyway. But if you're poor and you can't post a bond, then just really don't commit the crime, okay? Just stay. I mean, it's not like it's that hard of a concept. It's like, well, it's not fair that they can't commit crimes just because they're poor. It's like, no, that is fair. But anyway, I digress. That's what's going on in Denver. But I think we could see stuff like that in the legislature. I think they are so emboldened now, and I think it'll be interesting to see which, like we saw in New York, some of the established state legislative people were tossed out. And the socialists, open socialists came in. And I think we're seeing that in Colorado. But I don't know, what do you think?
Yeah, well, I think, if the poor people it's good for the because the Democrats are going to be increasing the number of poor people in Colorado. Because more and more jobs are going to be lost, more and more companies are going to pull out. We're headed, we're always a little behind, the Washingtons, the Oregons, the
But just a
California.
tad, just a
Yeah, just
tad.
a, and we're getting, we're getting better, so we get closer in time. I have no idea what the, and I don't think anybody else said. The Politico article said that both the Bennet people and the Diane DeGette people said that the their polls, because they're the only ones who can afford polls, showed a lot closer race than they anticipated. So, of course, maybe they're just the p reporter just made that up, which is, I think, a high
Well, maybe a
chance.
closer race than they anticipated means they're losing. Oh,
Yeah,
Peter. Can I?
there you go.
Yep.
Can I
Jeff, you
interrupt
can.
for a minute?
Sure.
I'm trying to figure my way in. Sorry. Actually, happy Monday. I think the biggest mistake that happened last week for the Democrats was the de defeating of Dan Goldman in New York. He's from the Goldman Sachs family. And I read today that Goldman Sachs is handing over all the records they have on this guy Sussman from China, who's been giving money to, I guess, Act Blue.
Well,
Yeah,
more than
he's
that,
got.
some
No,
it just
both.
think Neville Singham. You're right. I think
Sing him. That's right.
that was kind of in the works beforehand. I guess the Treasury Secretary. So Singham was funneling, and which kind of ties in to what's going on with the Democrats. He openly supports the communist China New World Order, right? And he's given his wife is the co-founder of Co or founded Co Pink. Or Code Pink. He's given some roughly $285 million through NGOs and other organizations to create this whole activist Antifa-y network, right? Of not, I mean, these are not just progressives. These are like overthrow the government progressives. And you're right. He did it through Goldman Sachs. And as I understand it, Treasury Secretary Bessette was like meeting with Goldman Sachs, saying, "Okay, we can either do this the easy way or the hard way." You can
That's
either.
true, but now that they beat Dan Goldman in New York,
Right.
here after this, and Dan Goldman's part of the Goldman Sachs family, I read today they're handing everything over willy-nilly,
Yeah.
and not only that, but they're connecting him directly to Act Blue. They're going to show
Yes.
them the transactions. They're going to show them the transactions to the NGOs. They're going to show the transactions that he did with. Who's the guy in New York? The crazy guy. I forget. But
Oh, my God.
anyway,
That's a lot. A lot of people fit that.
No.
Bloomberg? There's so
No,
many crazy people in there.
the big finance, Soros, they're
Oh, okay.
connecting him.
He's in New Jersey
And
these
they
days.
can.
He's living in New Jersey.
Oh, he listen, I'm sorry. Well, it's all the same. But no, I got an email from Jason Crow today. And he's asking for money. And I said, no, I wrote back nice. I'm not in your district. I can't give you money when there's so many other. But then what happened was I'm waiting to see if they actually scrub what is it? The impeachment. Because he was the one that carried the documents from the Congress
Oh, he
chamber
was
to
an
the
aide.
Senate chamber.
Yes, he's an absolute aide.
Yeah, because I really want to rip into him and say, you know what? If they expunge that record or whatever the technical word is, you deserve it. You were basing your impeachment proceedings on newspaper ads and not on facts.
Right.
So
Like
that's what
it
I want to
matters to
say
them, but
to
no, that's good. Now that,
everyone.
no, good point, Jacob. That is an interesting thing. And it kind of ties in exactly with what we're talking about, where because you got to wonder where are these crazy Democrats getting their money? Well, they're getting their money from these billionaires like this Singham guy who openly pushes. And I go into too, this is my thing. I think, and I don't know if it's his money, but I suspect China's behind it. I think he's just an
Oh,
agent
yeah.
of China, right?
Oh,
And I
yeah.
think all these people who are battling the AI data centers without really any facts or anything like that, I think
Yeah.
that's all being fueled by China too. China's like, yay, we'll have all the AI data centers, and then we won't give any of it to you, and we'll control you through our AI algorithms.
But I just want to say one thing. And then what happens is if they get that, if the USA, what is it, the Act Blue got their money from a foreign source, and Bennett, guys like Bennett and other guys, they took money from Act Blue, you're going to see them all in handcuffs before August is over. That's what's going
Hopefully,
to,
I
that's
hope.
that
I
that is
hope.
what that is what Trump wants to do, because that's what they did to Trump. Well, Trump's
Yeah.
going to do it to them, and they're
All
going to have to
right.
spend all their campaign money. They're going to spend all their campaign money defending themselves, just like Trump did, but Trump had a
Yeah.
lot more money. But you'll see what happens. Okay, bye.
That's pretty interesting. You know, we can watch for that. It's clear they're going after ActBlue, right? And it's clear they're going after some of these NGOs. I mean, I was reading, this kind of ties into that too. You're seeing stories now, a lot of newspaper like the Washington Post, PBS, they're all cutting their climate reporters. Well, because their climate reporters weren't being paid by the newspaper. The climate reporter salaries were being paid by grants from these NGOs. And so when Trump got rid of the NGOs in USAID, all of a sudden, there's no more money for the climate reporters. I've been reading these things trying to spin, well, people don't believe it anymore. I don't think that has anything to
Yeah.
do with it. It just has to do
No,
with
it
the.
does. It does. The IPCC said that it's not possible that we're going to end up in
Right.
these bad situations. Okay, bye.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing too that's interesting with the Democrats. I was reading, and Chuck, you've said this, and I'll let you explain your theory because you've said this for a long time, and that is, Colorado is becoming a one-party state, and sort of the good news for Republicans on that is once you become a one-party state, the other party starts to divide and eat itself, right? I mean, you've said that for a long time, right?
We are a one-party state, and you just control the election rules, and you do everything else. And so and they were with the great help of the rhinos, who the Jimmy Sangenbergers and all that. We got the gold standard of voting, as they get totally crushed, and
But I
we'll get
mean,
control.
what you've said though, but what you said before was, but sort of the what then the pendulum kind of swings because the Democrats all of a sudden what was a coherent, not coherent, but a cohesive unit trying to get power. Now that they have all the power, now they're fighting amongst themselves within factions to see who's going to have more power.
Yeah, and anybody who's ever been part of a coalition, once you win, automatically kind of fracture and
Right.
you start fighting against each other. I mean, that's kind of inevitable. So there may be, the moderate wing of the Democratic Party, the business wing, I guess, versus the kind of, social DSA wing, and maybe we can all join the moderate Democrats.
You can see this happening. You have a couple of sound bites. So Chuck Schumer, who was, I guess, just a few years ago, was seeing somebody at a poll, he had like 20% plus approval rating, right? Now he's got like a negative 1% approval rating. And he was booed at the Pride Parade in New York. Thomas, if we could please play, it's a quick little clip here, but you'll hear him. If we could please play the Schumer sound bite. In the parade, they hardly knew he was there, and they're booing him.
Hi, everybody. So I was the first senator to ever march in this parade, 1999, and I haven't missed one yet.
No one cares.
Poor guy.
No one cares. And then Joe Biden, granted, the Democrats are kind of annoyed at him for screwing up the election so bad. But hey, they have no one to blame but themselves for that. Everybody knew it, right? He was trying to give a speech and listen to the heckling. These people start shouting Genocide Joe. I don't even know what that's about. But Thomas, if you could please play the Biden sound.
It's a battle that's never truly over. Well, look. While I can't sugarcoat it, these are indeed dark days. Let's remember, we are one of the only countries in the world.
That's kind of, that kind of heckling, you didn't used to hear that kind of stuff at Democrat Party, did you?
No, it's really amazing how much there really is fracturing, and of course the Republican Party is already fractured. So you're right, it's evening out.
Well, and I think it's going to get worse, though. I think it's clear that the money, the momentum, the Chinese funding the education system, the Chinese doing all of this, all of this stuff. I mean, I think a lot of it is just that they're crazy and, they've fallen into this. Hey, look, we just want something for nothing because we can't afford a house rather than like work and get a house or payments. But I think the socialists is, are you playing something there, Chuck? I'm hearing audio coming from someplace else.
Yeah, I may have to check out and check back in order to cut it
turn
off.
It off.
So let me count.
All of a sudden, okay, Thomas says he's hearing it too. I'm kind of like, okay, because I'm kind of, is somebody else there in your office? You want to sign off and then sign back on?
Yeah, if I can figure out how to sign off here, yeah.
Okay. Well, can you just turn off? You probably have a tab open that you're playing. So just close it.
I know, but I can't find the tab, so it's not good.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, I wanted to talk about anything else you wanted to say about the election? I mean, because obviously on Wednesday, we'll know, although maybe we'll know, right? Maybe it'll be like California, have they actually even ever declared the race over there yet? Or will it just be going on and on and on? But there were several things that came down today from the U.S. Supreme Court and the Colorado Supreme Court. And good, bad, good, bad, good, bad. And we'll get more in depth in this when Chuck comes in. On the bad, the Supreme Court with Amy Coney Barrett betraying everybody again, that was not a good pick, basically said that mail-in ballots can be counted after election day as long as they were sort of postmarked by election day. Well, we saw what happened with that in California, right? You had all of these ballots. And I mean, I think what they do is they fill them out and then they sit on them, right? And see how many do they need, and then phew, they drop them. So we saw in California that the race completely changed days after. And I think Alito was saying, all this does is it creates all kinds of problems and insecurity in the elections. You can't have an election night what looks to be one kind of outcome, and then 7 days later, all of these mail-in ballots that were theoretically postmarked on election day, but suddenly have started showing up. And it's like, where were they? How come it took so long? What was happening to them? And it completely flips the results of the election. So why Amy Coney Barrett signed on that, I don't know. But it certainly isn't going to do election integrity any good. And it's pushing Trump to push for the, to the Voter ID Act and all of that kind of stuff. On the good, the Supreme Court did say that Trump can remove agency heads. Now, why that's such a good reason is the Biden administration appointed all kinds of people into these regulatory agencies, and many of them were resisting. Trump is trying to fire them, and they were suing, saying, oh, you can't fire me. And they were all essentially, I don't want to say spies, but they were like landmines, right? They were people who were there totally dedicated to interfering with the Trump agenda. And as long as he couldn't fire them, that there was not a whole lot he could do about that. They were completely stonewalling, not even stonewalling, but sabotaging. And they said he can remove some of those heads. And then in another bad, the Supreme Court denied Trump's appeal of the $5 million E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit. So Chuck, are you there? Okay, are you back now? Sure. All right, so let me go back to, okay, your take on Amy Coney Barrett betraying us all and saying that what happened in California is perfectly fine, that you can have mail-in ballots come in days and days and days, completely changing the outcome of the race, no acknowledgement of the potential for fraud there. What do you make of that ruling?
World-class awful. I mean, really how to destroy our system, how to destroy any trust in the system. We watched after the Los Angeles case where really it was just fraud for weeks on end. And it's just, you really wonder, whoever nominated decided Amy Coney Barrett would be great. You know, just one more loser, rhino-esque one who periodically will betray us. You know, she'll betray us in the citizen, birthright citizen case. She'll betray us on that along with Roberts. You know, anything, any trust you have in the system, she's helped kill based on whatever the dribble. I haven't read her opinion, but whatever dribble she comes up with.
Well, my sense is that, and I could be not getting the whole gist of it, that like, well, election day, it's over on election day, and that the states have the right to say, if they want to, how long the ballots can keep coming in. I mean, again, you'd think there'd be some sort of limit on this, and you got to wonder if this, do you just keep dribbling them in forever? But I think it completely erodes it. Again, we saw California in real time. We saw that happening. All of a sudden, what's his name was winning, right? The other person had conceded. The Democrat had conceded, right? And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait, we're not done yet. And all of these ballots came in, and all of them were for the Democrat. And then lo and behold, the Democrat wins. And again, it's like, where have all of these, how are these thousands and thousands of ballots not, if they were postmarked on election day, where were they, right? What was happening with them, right?
You know, intellectually, you can come up to any decision you want in the Supreme Court. You could find precedent saying, that's states, states get determined when election day is and so forth. But like everything else, it's the practicality of it. And it's just an invitation to fraud, and it's been used by fraud. And so she, and I assume the other bad vote was Roberts. You just kind of go, does anything matter to you other than your own stupid little...
Right. And Jacob's saying that some people will backdate the mail cancellation stamp. Well, try doing that in an IRS tax return that was...
Well, what some people were doing, apparently some other ones, they would just write in the date, and then hand them in all together at the same time.
Well, and here's the thing. What this takes, and this is where George Soros is so clever, you can get away with any kind of fraud as long as you have Soros-backed clerk and recorders, right? And secretaries of state who won't investigate it, who won't do anything about it, right?
Right.
What is the RNC is suing Jenna Griswold now over her decision that people who are not residents of Colorado, who have never even been in Colorado, but were maybe born overseas to parents who at one point had voted in Colorado, they can vote, right?
Good.
It's
sure.
Like, so she's suing over that. And the thing is there's all of these ways that the Democrats rig it, basically. And again, they get away with it because there are no secretaries of state that will investigate it or pursue it. So it's not like they're worried. You hand in a batch of ballots, right? And somebody, they're like, wait a minute, that's not official stamp. Somebody just wrote in the date. It's like, how did they mail it in if they just wrote it in? You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, I could see, you don't want to leave the ballot drop boxes open, but it's a similar thing. All right, well, that one's bad. What about this? It was another one. They said that Trump does have the authority, the president, not just Trump, but the president has the authority to fire department, regulatory department heads. So for instance, they were saying,
I think if that wasn't the decision, then the presidency would be incredibly hobbled.
Right.
But compared to destroying our election system, you know, it pales in significance.
Well, I think one thing, yes, but on the other hand, the election system already was destroyed.
Trying not to destroy it.
I know, this just keeps it being destroyed. This, on the other hand, I think will give Trump, although it doesn't have that much time left anymore, the ability to get rid of all of these people that Biden put in place to sabotage the Trump efforts.
But compared to destroying our election system, that's good.
I think it'll be helpful. Then the other bad one is the Supreme Court denied Trump's appeal of the $5 million defamation claim against E. Jean Carroll.
That's bad for me because you're destroying the legitimacy of the legal system. E. Jean Carroll was clearly a crooked process. It should not be, you know, I don't care if Trump has to pay another $5 million, but it was obviously a crooked thing with a crooked judge and a crooked determination. And so, you know, if I was living in New York and had a business, I'd move out of New York because you got to look, we can't trust the legal system as a backwork. You know, it can be just as corrupted and has been corrupted. And so it's the Supreme Court. I mean, the Supreme Court doesn't want to look like it's just a
stamp for Trump or something like that.
On
one hand, and you're right, you hit it on the head though. I mean, on the one hand, initially it was like, does the Supreme Court get all that involved in sort of defamation award appeals? But I think, as you pointed out, what it was is it was a completely crooked, corrupt trial. I mean, she was, you know, that guy, you know, paid to bring up the charges. They were all completed. And then Trump was able to sue for libel when all the networks were saying, that he raped her. But this gives them the ability to say all that again. And as you said, $5 million, probably it doesn't matter to Trump, but it reinforces the corruptness.
You can no longer trust the legal system in New York to be at least a backstop on the most political tendencies. It shows you that it's corrupted. The AG, Letitia James, has been corrupted. I don't know. I think the Supreme Court's done a good job of helping destroy this republic today.
Oh, well, okay. Then we'll give one then good for the Colorado Supreme Court, which is interesting. So there were a couple of two, I think, Republican ballot initiatives, but a series of Democrat ballot initiatives that essentially the whole point was they were backed, I think, by all kinds of Democrat groups, right? They spent a ton of money. Hakeem Jeffries and those people spent a ton of money. And it's part of the whole gerrymandering that's going on around the country, right? What they want to do right now, Colorado's congressional district is kind of split 4-4, right? With one of the sweet seats, Gabe Evans' seat, probably being kind of considered a swing seat. But what the Democrats wanted to do was just to redistrict it so that essentially 7 of the 8 totally leaned Democrat.
Or Denver, you know, basically.
Yeah, they had giant.
Denver and Boulder went all over the state along with Aspen.
It's interesting what they did. So it might come back, but I don't think they can come back before the 2030 census. No. So there's going to be a redistricting.
I don't know about that. They can certainly come back next year. Who knows?
But the problem was is what they were trying to do. The Colorado Supreme Court said, Colorado has a law that you can't have more than two issues, like in a ballot initiative, right? You can't combine them all. And that's what they tried to do. They tried to say, do we want to change the way we design it? And by the way, do we want to accept this? And they said that this had too many issues, so they couldn't do it. So I think that's good. And I think because this has been a battle going on around the country with the Democrats trying to do that too, to redistrict things in their favor. So this at least stops them for a while.
Yes. Till we get our jungle primaries or whatever. Yeah.
Well, and that begs the whole question that some of this is rather moot anyway, because as we keep saying, I think you're seeing a lot of people and money now going into this jungle primary, totally open jungle primary issue.
Right, particularly from the Republican side, but also from the Democratic side, at least a portion of the Democratic Party.
Well, and I think they may wait and see what happens in this, in this primary. So anyway, well, now before they did it, it was convoluted, and they came up with, and I mean, it went through court battles, but they came up with, it was sort of a bipartisan map that I think, and everybody sued over it, and I forget all of the twos. I mean, we vote. Did we actually, were there ballot initiatives on it? I can't even believe I can't remember that.
They had a commission who drew it up. I don't think the voters approved it, but I think they approved a commission, and the commission came up and they actually drew a fair map, and you can't have that, of course. It's I think it's a temporary victory, but a good one.
Well, I think, and we've talked about this before, I think that unfortunately, and I think the current economic climate and the growing progressive strength in Colorado is, I think, turning increasingly blue. Now, will they go crazy enough that common sense takes over? But you just look at what the people of Denver, which I think just has such a huge, the Front Range, a huge, I don't know, influence, right? That I just think it's becoming increasingly blue. And I think what's shifting a little bit, I see the Democrats, it's not so much anymore that they just want to defeat Trump and you just have to be against Trump. You have to be against the whole Western civilization basically anymore, right? You have, I mean, it's like they've gone much more so, which I think, you'll have some of the, Schumer going on about Trump being a Nazi, and those people are like, no, you're the Nazi too now. I actually like Nazis sometimes, and I think that is a big shift. And I think it's like I said, you these people, they want to tear down what we have right now, and they sincerely want to tear it down. It's not really about Trump anymore, and I think that might be advantageous to them because I think people were getting sick of hearing, oh, I hate Trump, I hate Trump, I hate Trump. But now when you say, well, you're getting screwed by the man and by the system and by all the billionaires, and now we're gonna create a system where we all live kumbaya-ish. And no one has to work, and we all somehow have a lot of money to spend on DoorDash.
Yeah,
Uber Eats.
well, it's more once you get control of the state, then you just rig the system to help you keep control of it, and they've done a great job of rigging the system with the help of the rhinos. And now with the Supreme Court and Amy Coney Barrett assisting them in their theft of our election system, there's just no one in California who's not a progressive Democrat can have any faith in the system after the Los Angeles vote. He just can't. My guess is Amy Coney Barrett, they're going to have to issue the birthright citizenship case tomorrow. It's the last day to do it. I guess we've gotten a message of how that's going to go, but.
It sounds, yeah. I mean, on the one hand, they said Trump, he's had some immigration victories, but that this is probably the biggest one. And I think
Well,
you're
it affects so much. It affects so much.
well, and I was reading mixed things, and of course, we'll know tomorrow, but that it's not like it'll be a total loss, but that the court will do what it sometimes does, and it just narrows it so much that it has really no broader implications or anything.
Well, that one can't. You can't. I mean, if they in fact prevent birthright citizenship, then they will make it so the Democrats can get around it. But if they allow it, it'll be. A just kind of another end of our republic kind of thing. When you can't even, everybody, they have these entire mills where they fly people into Okinawa and others, give birth and fly out, and then they have millions of citizens outside of the United States who can claim citizenship.
And vote.
Well, that's the whole point. Citizenship gets you two things. It gets you right to vote and then welfare, or whatever form of aid the state gives out. So I don't know. I thought we'd win that one. I really did. I thought we'd lose the birthright, but the fact that Amy Coney Barrett, and as I said, I assume it's Roberts, just kind of, oh yeah, we got to make sure that everybody thinks this court is fair, that they can win. So that'll do, that it costs faith in the Republic is irrelevant to their own personal reputations.
Right. Well, that sort of before we go, I mean, your thoughts on, do you think we'll have the it, since they can come in days later, and I don't think there are all that many people voting overall in the primary anyway, do you think we'll know tomorrow night, the Tuesday night, the results of the, in other words, by Wednesday morning, you think we'll know the results of the election?
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to do the counting. Since we can leave it open, they can leave it open as long as they want and postmarked as long as it's quote unquote postmarked by election day.
But it'd be interesting to see though who it swings for, Bennett or Weiser, right? DeGette or Kyrios.
You have to understand who cheats. Who cheats? Well, the progressives cheat.
Okay.
The progressives like Weiser. So if they're going to cheat and throw in a lot of ballots at the very end, which are postmarked the last day, they're going to cheat for Weiser. So it'll the post-election day, the vote will go more and more to the left. Whether it goes far as California, I don't know, but it isn't going to go in Bennett's favor. And the Republicans, who knows? There's nobody out there collecting ballots, so there's no group of for any of the candidates that are trying to get in last minute endless bundles. So we'll know the Republican one right away, but we'll know the Democratic one. I don't know.
All right. Well, let me, before we wrap up, anything else? I know you had, I said earlier, you had a big meeting that you had to go to, but anything else you got that you was out there you wanted to talk about?
Well, I guess, for those who don't know, the Republican Party is going through this amazing amalgam of ones. There's a court decision that gives us closes the open primaries. And you've got these endless idiots, the vice chair, Phelan, who are going crazy
Vice
saying,
Chair.
no, it's improper procedure. It's amazing how the randos don't care about procedure unless something goes against them and then they can convince
It's
over.
proper procedure.
Yeah,
Well,
we
and
love
those
proper
lawsuits, you're
procedure.
right, and still hanging in the air, and we'll keep you posted on this, is whether the Republican Party's bank account, as far as I understand, is still frozen. And that's kind of
Well, and
hanging in the air.
apparently our new chairman is saying, don't send us money. And you wonder,
Right.
well, how are you going to get anything done? I mean, luckily, the Republican Party can't do anything anyway, but it's basically frozen.
Well, as we mentioned, there is a disturbing lack of urgency on the new chairman Craig Steiner's part in trying to
Craig
get some of
Steiner's just
these
kind of like
legal
a
issues
can't
resolved.
handle
It's like, hello, there's all, but you're right. He's apparently,
that.
yeah, it's too hard. So, okay, well, that'll do it for us. And so Wednesday, obviously, it'll be pretty interesting to see what happens. So we'll have it all breaking down for you, right?
Yeah, maybe we can have some of the winning candidates if on the Republican side, but I doubt if any of them can actually win on election day. But who cares? It'll be
We'll see
fun
what we
enough.
can do. We'll see what we can do. All right. Hey,
Yeah.
that'll wrap it up for us on this election day. Thank you to Thomas and Chuck. Thank you. I know you had a big meeting, so you had to hurry to get there. So we will
Oh,
see.
I'm always busy. Very
You're always
important.
busy. We'll see everybody on Wednesday.
Bye bye.